From our New York studios, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Now, this morning, the other Stand Your Ground case in Florida that has everyone talking. There were hopes that Marissa Alexander would get a reversal of fortune. She is facing 20 years behind bars on aggravated assault charges for shooting a gun into the air, she says, to protect herself from her abusive husband, Rico Gray. Now, she did not hit Rico or his two children that were inside the house at the time. Now, Marissa's story gained national attention, and she was granted a hearing for a new trial. But this week, a judge denied Marissa's request for that new trial, and now she is set to be sentenced to up to 20 years behind bars. I'm going inside her story with Lincoln Alexander, Marissa's first husband and longtime friend. Good morning, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Now, this story gained national attention. Marissa has gained an incredible amount of support, yet the judge denied her request for a new trial. On what grounds?
The arguments that our lawyer had presented, they, in his opinion, weren't good enough to merit a retrial. He didn't feel that the arguments that were presented were enough evidence to say, yes, this trial was unfair to Marissa. Even though we feel as a family that there was some legitimacy to those arguments, but the judge felt differently.
Now, what are your thoughts, Lincoln? Because a lot of folks don't understand why Marissa is even behind bars. I mean, is it, and be honest here, mm-hmm. does she just not have good representation, or is it the system there in your part of Florida?
No, she had very good representation. Kevin Cobbin, he did a very good job. He was truly passionate about it. He believed in us from the beginning. So I can't say that it was due to representation. It was due to the prosecutor office trying to ignore important details of the case, of what happened on that particular day. When Angela Corey had her press conference, she left out important details and made it seem like Marissa was just some angry woman that went to try to shoot somebody. And that's not what happened. She was chased into the garage. Uh-huh. She didn't have a way out. She didn't have her keys. The garage didn't open. She didn't have her cell phone. So she had no way of leaving the house but trying to go back through another exit. But before
And she had a 9-day-old baby in that house as well.
No, the baby was not in the house.
Okay.
The baby was born 9 days earlier, premature. The baby was still in NICU.
Okay.
She I don't understand. This is just.
Well, where are all the Stand Your Ground proponents, all those folks that are backing the law, where are they in support of her?
We have had some supporters come and talk with us, look at the evidence that we have. They've met with Kevin Cobbin, and we have had overwhelming support from community leaders, from pastors. So once people look at the evidence, look at the information that we have, testimony that was given, letters that were written by previous wife and previous girlfriend, and even his own son, it's mind-boggling that Marissa was found guilty.
It is. And Jackie, I don't understand.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I don't understand.
A lot of people really don't. And in a recent deposition, Rico said, Rico Gray, the husband said, if my kids weren't there at the time, I knew I probably would have tried to take the gun from her. If my kids wouldn't have been there, I probably would have put my hand on her. He also went on to say in a deposition, I got five babies' mamas, and I put my hands on every last one of them except for one.
Gosh.
Okay, so she thought her life was being threatened.
It was being threatened. She said that,
and she shot the gun. And she shot the gun in the air. She didn't hit anyone.
Right. She shot the gun.
And now she's looking at 20 years.
That's correct.
I got that.
Based on the 10-20 life.
Oh, man, that doesn't make any sense.
Lincoln, have you all pretty much given up hope at this point? I mean, the sentencing is set for when? Next week or the week after that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
And no, we have not given up hope right now.
But what can you do?
We are going to file an appeal. We have some appealable options. Right now, we are continuing to garner more support. More importantly, we are looking at different appeal attorneys. And another important factor that we are doing is trying to raise money to pay for that appeal attorney, because those are specialists, and they cost a whole lot more than a regular attorney. So those are two things that are very important for us to do at this point in time.
In the meantime, she's still in prison. She's still in prison, right?
Well, she's in a detention center at the county jail.
And her children are without their mother.
That is what hurts me the most. We have two kids together, and it's painful for me to have to tell them that the justice system has failed, and we try to believe in the justice system, believe that once the evidence was presented in court, that people would see the truth and not a lie. This is presented something that really bothers me. You have someone that can lie to the prosecutor, lie on oath, scare his kids to lie for him, threaten witnesses to not testify in court, and not suffer any consequences. Mm. That's just not right at all. All because the prosecutor office don't want to hurt their case.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, Marissa and Rico Gray have joint custody of the young child we were talking about that was born 9 days earlier before this shooting. What's going on with that child? I've heard that Marissa nor her family have been able to see the child. Do you know?
That's correct. The moment she was put in jail, he had a judge sign over full custody to him, and he took the baby away. We have not seen the baby since March or February of 2011.
So stand your ground law applies to George Zimmerman, but not to Marissa
Alexander.
Alexander, I mean.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It seems that way. That's what they're trying to say.
Wow. And if people want to contribute and help you or to keep up with you guys, how do they do that?
We have a blog. It's justiceformarissa.blogspot.com. Once again, it's justiceformarissa.blogspot.com. We have a donate button on the right-hand side of the page. You can also follow our updates on Twitter or on our Facebook page.
And Angela Corey, that prosecutor that Lincoln mentioned, is a special prosecutor in the Trayvon Martin case, Tom. Mm. Lincoln, thank you.
Oh, thank you guys for allowing me on.
Good luck.
Huggy next on the TJMS.